I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola, it's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. How's everybody doing today? Thank you for listening to me, 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, people just doing great work and serving our community, serving those in need. And that's the stories we bring you here. And when we don't have a guest scheduled or if we have a cancellation, something like that, then I get about 25 minutes just to talk to you. And thank you for staying with me, joining me here. 437-1620. I'm going to take your texts and calls this morning. What's going on in your world? Well, you know, I like going to eat at restaurants. I love sushi. And that's just, sushi is just one of these things you just can't do at home, you know, really well. I had one friend back in college that invited me over, and she had made sushi for us. And she did a great job. She knew how to do the rice, and everybody was really impressed. You got to know how to cut the fish. There's a lot to it, you know, and you got to have all the products. And it's just, it really is an art. It's a skill and it's an art, and something I can't really do at home. I can't, you know, I can make a mean tuna fish sandwich and put some spicy sauce on it, and that's my spicy tuna, but it's nothing like you get at the sushi restaurant. But that being said, I've noticed that for most of the places that I frequent, I have a rewards program. I have like a loyalty number, or it's usually, you know, you put your phone number in or whatever, and they know who you are, and they know how many times that you've dined with the establishment. You might have 10% off or 5% off or a free appetizer, or, you know, you're only this many points away from getting, you know, 10% off your next visit, things like that. So my question is, do you use that? Does anybody use these things as much as I do? Because I sure am starting to use them a lot. And it seems like every restaurant or every grocery store or anything that I go to now, even my oil change place, anywhere, seems to have a loyalty rewards program. So do you use those? Let me know. 437-1620. Navy Warrant Officer Drone AVP texts in. I'm that scares me. I'm sure that you were very frightening, sir, in the job that you do. I'm sure that you could probably, take anybody out right now, with a drone. That's awesome. So thank you for the work that you do for our country and, keeping us safe. And, I will never be on your bad side, hopefully, sir. Tony, he says, Tony's Asian Market, for the win with the sushi. Okay. Tony's Asian Market. I haven't been there. But you know, if I do decide to try to make my sushi at home, I might have to go to Tony's Asian Market. Thank you, Navy Warrant Officer Drone AVP. Please don't kill me. I'm just kidding. Drones kind of scare me. All right, loyalty program statistics. This was very interesting. I was looking this up last night. 87%, just over 87% of loyalty program owners plan to engage with customers in non-transactional ways in the next 3 years. So all of our restaurants are hip to this now. They are starting to get on board with this. The top performing loyalty programs boost revenue from customers who use them by 15 to 25% annually. Over 50% of the most loyal customers actively recommend brands to others. So, yeah, I've seen it happen where somebody goes, oh, you eat at, you know, at Firehouse or wherever, you know, they have a loyalty. Always put your phone number in. Don't miss those. You know, I hear people saying that all the time. Oh, yeah, I was just in Firehouse the other day, and a construction crew was in there, and, you know, they had paint and dirt, and, you know, you could tell they'd just gotten off the job site, and they're in there enjoying their lunch. And I mean, this is no joke. This is true. I'm paying for my food, and I overhear a gentleman behind me in this crew, and he goes, dude, how many times have you eaten at Firehouse this week? And he goes, oh, I've been here every day. Monday through Friday. I've been here every single day this week. It's right over by the job site. We love Firehouse. We come down here. You know, I'm sure they love supporting our first responders and our fire officials. So they're sitting there talking. He goes, man, you could have been putting your phone number in all the time, because I think he was buying for the whole crew. He was like the you know, the leader of the crew. And he probably said, hey, I'm taking everybody to Firehouse because I want to go. So he takes his crew along and he's paying this money. He could have been getting those points. And that's what they were telling him. They're like, man, you're missing out. You could have had so many free subs by now with all these points that you're racking up. So do you use those? 437-1620, let me know. 84% of consumers are more likely to stick with a brand that offers a loyalty program. That's true, because a lot of times I just say, I'm done with Starbucks. I'm done with Dunkin'. I'm done with Starbucks. I'm just going to make coffee at home. And then I'm like, oh, well, I do have enough stars for a free one. And then I go, and then they're like, oh, we have spicy refreshers now. And I'm like, spicy refreshers? What? Okay, I'll take a sausage cheddar and bottled water and, ooh, chocolate espresso beans. And, oh, are those banana chips? I'll take those. And give me a venti. You know, it's just that's how they get you. 437-1620. Do you use these loyalty programs? 60% of customers in loyalty programs say that they have a better experience with those brands because of these transactional moments where they're like, oh, I just got 10% off. I wasn't expecting that just because I put my phone number in. 77% of consumers with retail subscriptions buy more products from the brands they have relationships with. They're trying to build this relationship with you. You know, they want your information, but more than that, they want to keep track of your transactional history, I'm sure, because they want to know how to do business better. They want to know how to increase their profits and get more customers and have more loyal customers. So that makes sense. 90% of consumers who believe that companies understand their buying preferences are likely to purchase more products from them. Interesting stuff. This is all coming from Qit online. You can check that out. The success stories from loyalty programs: Amazon Prime members spend more than double that of non-member Amazon customers. And I'll tell you, that's the free shipping right there. People are like, hey, I got that free shipping with Prime. Go ahead, load it up. It's almost like, you know, hey, I'm at the buffet. I can take as many plates as I want, load them up. But in this case, you're paying per plate, but you just think, oh, well, I'm, you know, for some reason I'm getting this free shipping, which is like somebody carrying it to your table for free. And you're like, okay, well, just bring me five plates and I'll pay for all of them. It's this mentality that you're like, oh, I've got free shipping. Well, then I'll just get this and this and this. And then the next day you're like, well, I'll just order these because it's free shipping. Whereas, you know, before you might not have done that. Walmart Plus members spend an average of $79 per online visit compared to just $62 for non-members. I know how that is, because along the side of your screen while you're ordering what you went in there to initially order, they have this little scroll of things that you have bought in the past and what other customers like compared to and related to what you have chosen. So then you're like, oh, well, I'll take some of those. Oh, these go with this, so I'll take some of these. So it gets you up at, you know, at least almost $40 there. Walmart Plus members also shopped an average of 11 more times per year compared with non-members. Let's see here. Adidas, if you're an Addy Club, they usually buy 50% more than non-members. You know, it's just they get you with those upsales because you're on the site, you're in the rewards program, you've saved a little bit of money. So you think, oh, well, I saved a little bit, so let me spend more. That's how it works. But do you use these? 437-1620. Claude said Burger King for the win. They offer on the app all these rewards. It's unreal. They got some good stuff. Better do it. Burger King for the win, according to Claude. Another listener says, I use loyalty programs until my email gets overwhelmed. Don't we know it? And then I unsubscribe to everything and cancel all of them, and then I slowly build back up again. That's maybe a good strategy. You may be onto something there. Because think about it. When you leave and then you come back, maybe you have a different email, or maybe you can use a different phone number, and then you get all the perks of being a brand new member. That might be a little workaround there. I like that. Kim texted in, said that Atlas here at the Fish House has absolutely wonderful sushi. As far as rewards, absolutely, I use all of mine. Yes, restaurants, grocery stores, oil change places, Everywhere has these loyalty programs. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the best loyalty programs of last year and our most trusted brands. Who are we going back to time and time again? We're getting 10% off here and there, and then we're spending double what we normally would. It's this cycle. We're just, it's madness. But do you use it? Let me know. 437-1620. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, News Radio Pensacola. So glad to be here. Thank you so much. You can listen to us on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We have an app you can download from the App Store, the News Radio Pensacola app. You can get customized news updates and alerts there. And we're on newsradio923.com. You can see our podcast there and on the app. We podcast everything, so you can always catch up on what you missed. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back after these messages. 437-1620. Text me. Let me know if you use loyalty rewards programs at restaurants and other establishments.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Milton decision to hire Ed Spears as their next city manager and why all of a sudden there was such agreement about it, including from the people who had previously opposed him so vehemently. Also, talked about the AI controversy where the chatbot has used a voice that sounds very much like Scarlett Johansson, even though she did not give her permission to use the voice. And we got a Gulf Breeze dog park update from Sam Abel. You can listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You got a head full of paper, but baby, nothing like origami. Shredded thoughts and makeup will make up for the missing piece of mine.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, switching over to Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. I love these little segments where I just get to talk to you, find out what you're thinking about, get your opinions on things. This morning, I'm talking about loyalty programs for restaurants and other establishments, your grocery stores. Pretty much everywhere now has a loyalty program or some kind of reward program online. We used to have cards. You remember the plastic cards they'd give you for everything? And I had 20 in my wallet. And if you didn't have that card, sometimes it was hard to get your rewards. You had to, but now it's all just they know your phone number, which is kind of scary because just your phone number can reveal a lot about you and can open you up to marketing and things like that. But look for the opt-out notice. A little tip there from Jake Walker. Look for that opt-out notice from certain marketing things because, like a texter said just a minute ago, I join all these programs and then my email inbox has about a million messages in it and then I unsubscribe from everything and start over. Somebody said, here a text, when you requote new auto insurance, you usually get a lower price. I would guess unsubscribing and resubscribing to rewards may get more discounts as well. Well, I used to sell auto insurance. Let me try to think back here. Yes, I had no hair back then as well. Judging from the way I see myself in my mind, I was bald back then too. Auto insurance, yeah, when you requote, if you requote with another company, it all depends. It all depends on their factors, you know, and if you've had any accidents, if some accidents have maybe come off your record since the last time you quoted. And then, you know, companies, especially in this area, insurance companies, hopefully the property insurance companies, will start lowering their rates just a little bit. What are the best loyalty programs according to Newsweek? Looking online here, they did a massive, you know, 239 programs they rated in 32 product and service categories in 11 broad sectors: apparel, baby and children, banking, general reward programs, grocery stores, health and beauty, home, leisure, entertainment, restaurants, sports, transportation, and travel. They looked at all of it. And for fast food restaurants, what do you think has, according to these ratings here and what customers said, what do you think is the best rewards program for fast food? And I don't even think of this place as fast food. I should, because they're freaky fast. And that'd be Jimmy John's, coming in with a very high score. Freaky Fast Rewards is their rewards program. They're followed closely by Hungry Howie's. I didn't know Howie Rewards existed, but I've had like one Hungry Howie's pizza in my life, and I thought it was delicious, so I don't know why I haven't gone back. Zaxby's. Ooh, man. I use my Zaxby's rewards about once, twice a week. It's probably why I've got this spare tire store opening up around my midsection. Firehouse Subs. I use theirs every week as well. So Chick-fil-A. I didn't know Chick-fil-A had a rewards program. I thought just being at Chick-fil-A was the reward. But Chick-fil-A One is their program. Domino's Pizza, next on the list. They have the Piece of the Pie rewards. They're giving out like tips and people, you know, like they're giving away money and stuff. It's crazy. My McDonald's rewards. I won't touch on that because I have an opinion about that one. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Tropical Smoothie. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Taco Bell rewards? No. Why didn't somebody tell me about Taco Bell reward? There's a rewards program for Taco Bell? Okay. I guess since it's so cheap and amazing that I just didn't even think that it could get any better. But it can. The cantina can shine brighter. Sonic, Wendy's, Jersey Mike's. Oh, man, I love my Jersey Mike's rewards. I just got a free mini mic yesterday at Jersey Mike's in Gulf Breeze proper. Thank you. It was delicious. Mwah. Let's see here. Whataburger is kind of on the lower side of the list. Buffalo Wild Wings is on the low side. Chipotle, Chili's, Texas Roadhouse. You know who's not going to be offering any new rewards programs here in the next few weeks to near future and ever would be Red Lobster, because they just filed for bankruptcy. It's probably because Cousins Lobster is driving around just putting them out of business. Denny's has a great rewards program. Thank you, Kim, for letting me know about that. Denny's rewards, man. I can't eat at Denny's that much, but maybe it depends on how fast those roll off there. Real quick, I thought this was interesting. Our top 10 most trusted brands. This was surprising to me. Number one on the, let's start at number 10, FedEx. I'll do it like Dave Letterman. Number 10, FedEx is our number 10 most trusted brand. The Weather Channel is a trusted brand. I could see that. I always tune into Weather Channel, or I watch our ThreatNet radar here at News Radio, and always tune in if I'm at home to listen to the latest breaking news updates here on the ThreatNet. Dove, I use Dove soap, so I agree with that. Visa, okay. Cheerios comes up next on the list. Kleenex, we trust Kleenex to hold our snot. Lysol. Don't look at me like that, Jeremy. Amazon. Amazon is our next trusted brand. It comes in at 3 on the list. I thought that would be number 1. UPS is number 2. So Amazon sells it to you. UPS brings it to you, and you trust them very much. And the number 1 brand. This was surprising. The number 1 trusted brand in America, Band-Aid. Band-Aid. Band-Aid brand. So 437-1620. Taco Bell is not cheap anymore, someone says. That's probably why they have a rewards program. Well, either way, I'm going back. I'm making that run for the border. I'll be right back. 437-1620, Pep Talk with Jake Walker.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home and how they work. He'll also answer questions.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Well, that's it for this episode of Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. I've got the Florida Department of Health coming up next. That should be a very interesting conversation. So it always is. Florida Department of Health of Escambia County at 10:30, 5 after the Fox News break. Thank you so much for joining me for Pep Talk with Jake Walker, the Pensacola Expert Panel here on Radio Pensacola 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're on the app. We're on the internet. Thank you so much. It's National Waitstaff Day. Tip your server.